Hey, it's 10:03, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, thanks for being with us. The 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, right? They are the best.
The best. WiseGuysProWash.com. Mention me, you get $70 off.
What's the best thing they do?
They use these soft bristles in doing the power wash, and I know you don't know. I talk to people that do work around the house now. When you use the, when you go rent your own machine, those bristles
pressure
are hard,
washing,
and they
right?
will jack up your house. They will cut. They're just great. They do a little bit of everything, tree to roof, all of it. Can't say enough about them.
Also, ask you the worst advice your dad ever gave you. 404-726-0929. Do you like watching U.S. Open? Guys struggle a little. I don't know how Mike Bell hasn't chimed in yet. I don't know if he's at the gym or he's dog walking, but we know his dad, he's hysterical, the advice his dad gave him over the years. My favorite Mike Bell story, I don't know if you guys are just Bowen and Joe, is his parents got separated. It looked like they were going to get divorced. And his dad was a New York City cop. And unlike a lot of kids, when your parents are in trouble, it was like Shangri-La because his dad got an apartment in New York City. And he became like Mike's running buddy. So they'd go to Giants games and Mets games and everything. And he picks Mike up at the airport. I don't know if Mike was coming back from somewhere. And he's like, I got news for you. And he's like, your mom and I are getting back together. He's like, what? Like, that's the worst news ever, right?
He just lost his bro.
He lost his buddy. He's like, why? He's like, why the hell do you want to do that?
Get together with her again?
Like, let me give you, and he takes out, like, let me give you a few reasons to rethink that, right? Only guy I know that his parents are getting back together, he's miserable. He's like, I literally lost my guy, lost my bro.
He's holding an intervention for his dad not to get back together with his mom.
And then he's got the multiple heart attack story, his dad. Of like being at a Giants game. I forget which guy sent his dad to like his third heart attack. Some bad Giants quarterback. But dude, Mike Bell's dad stories are some of
Mike,
the all timers. Let's get Alan and Marietta. Alan, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, doing good, Steak. How are y'all?
Good.
Great.
Thanks for calling.
Yeah, when I was cutting the grass back in my 20s, I was going down this little hill. And I put on the brakes on the lawnmower, and they didn't hold. I ran over some flowers. So I ran out to the hardware store, got flowers, replanted them. My dad comes outside, and he says, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm replanting the flowers because I ran over the lawnmower. Because I put on the brakes, and the brakes didn't hold. And he looks at me, and he yells, you never, ever use the brakes on a lawnmower. That was it.
Uh-oh.
Very responsible move. Thanks for the call. That's goes cute. Out as a kid and goes and replants.
Woo!
So the worst advice your dad ever gave you, 404-726-0929.
Steven says on Twitter, dad's worst advice, we live here in Atlanta. Let's be Falcons fans. Steven, come on, man.
Wow.
Come on, Steven. That's better than that.
Yeah.
That is funny.
So let's get back to the U.S. Open for a second, where Sandra has Brooks Koepka at 6. By the way, Koepka's only 2 off.
The lead.
He's playing even par. Like, you need to be watching him.
He was -1 a second ago for today.
That's fine. So. He's at even entering the back 9, which is great because there's a very good chance J.J. Spahn. And who is second? It is Tristan Lawrence is second.
Okay.
Very good chance both those guys shoot over par today. So let me ask you this question because you have Koepka at $5. To make $300, all right?
Yes.
If Koepka's in the final group on Sunday, okay? So let's say that Koepka is playing against whoever.
Colin Morikawa.
And it's straight up bet. Would you bet $100 on Colin, knowing that if Koepka wins, you win $300, and you only lose the $100, you put $100 on Morikawa because he's going to be favored, or whatever. And if he loses, if Morikawa wins, you win $95, right? You got Morikawa for $100.
Okay.
He's going up against Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
If Morikawa wins, you still win $95 because you had $5 that you lost on that particular deal because Koepka didn't win at all. You lose $5 on
but
Koepka.
I'm 25 out for my
roulette. Yeah, I know that is true. You did lose 25 somewhere else, but whatever. Do you hedge is the question, or do you say, I'm going all in?
As well, I will now because I didn't even think of this.
You could hedge, right?
Okay.
Or do you say, like, you know, there's a certain mentality. It's like, I ain't hedging. I want the full 300 or
that's
nothing.
That's kind of probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah, because you didn't
plus
risk that much.
Plus, it's my Florida State guy. I literally used to work with his mother at WCTV, and he used to run around the newsroom. WPTV in West Palm Beach. Yes, y'all. He was a wee little thing, and I worked with his mom, Denise. He was like Bobby, but younger than Bobby, running around the newsroom. And I was like, oh, what's up, Brooks?
All right.
So there you go.
Let's get some of these bad dad advice. Kevin in Lawrenceville, you're on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Kevin?
I'm doing great. Hey, happy Father's Day.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to be a little Debbie Downer, but my late father, who was an MD, told me not to be concerned about my older sister, who had told me at halftime of the Saints and Falcons preseason game that she was dying, and he said, don't take it seriously, and I did it. I didn't spend extra time with her. But I still honor my father because I know he didn't think it was, you know, he was being positive, but I didn't take it seriously. And so that was a tough one for me to get over, you know, not spending time with her, not, you know, after my dad said, hey,
Kevin,
you know,
Kevin,
be okay.
That's just not I'm sorry to hear about your loss. That's not a good story. That's not the direction we want to go.
Yeah, I know.
No, but maybe that's a lesson for somebody. Spend some time with your family.
And I still honor my father, and I didn't help.
All
holding
right.
the unforgiveness towards him. And, you know, it was a great dad and, you know, took me to a lot of great sporting events, you know, Bears games, you know, Yankees games, Cubs games, et cetera. So yeah, you know, it's not.
Well, we appreciate the call. We're going to move on.
Dad.
I appreciate it. Okay,
we got you. Good for
John and Griffin. John and Griffin, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, John?
Good. My dad used to tell me if I was riding a horse, a guy wouldn't ride me.
Say that again.
Listen, in the spectrum of great radio moments for Steak Shapiro,
those two were not good.
Those are not going to go at the top of the list. You know, you go, Steak, great idea on that bad advice from your dad. Like, you know, you really showed me something there about really going in a different. Ryan in Decula, help us. You're on Sports
Anybody's
Radio.
If anybody's got any other death stories, please call in 404-726.
Hey, Ryan, what do you got, bud?
Here we go.
So. This is 2007, and my dad took me shopping before starting a job on Wall Street. So buying some suits, and it was pleated or not pleated pants. And my dad said, oh, you got to go with the pleats. And the guy in the store was kind of like, I don't know. It's up to you. I got so much fun made of me for wearing pleated pants with my suit that I had to. Weeks later, went out and bought all new pants just because I couldn't deal with the abuse anymore.
And you've been holding this for 18 years.
I just do think that in general, guys, when your dad, like, do not take shopping advice from your dad. I just think that's, you just have to use a pen. Don't pencil that in. Use a pen. Whatever he's telling you is incorrect.
Yeah, I guess that didn't work out exactly.
No, exactly.
Let's talk about going in a different direction here, mm-hmm. right?
What's the worst advice your dad gave
you? Oh, God. Well, you know, my dad and I had so many different interests.
Yeah.
Because I was this enormous sports fan, and he was like this very cultured. I mean, you've met my dad many times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, such an elegant
Bostonian. I don't know. I got to think about that a little bit, just like with Bobby. That's not to say advice was perfect.
So my dad's advice was they loved oysters and shucking oysters, and y'all down in Panama City, you know the deal. So he always said, I don't know why people wear gloves to shuck oysters. This just cut his hand off and his arteries. He almost died. So,
dude, that, if you don't know what you're doing with that friggin'
and he
oyster
was a
shucking,
finesse shucker, believe me. Right. But I was like,
did he have the screwdriver in the end?
Oh, my goodness, yes. But y'all, you have to wear the better
the
one is the flat with the knife. And
yeah.
you get then you
Right.
So, but you have to be, and he goes, you don't need a. Like,
what did he
well,
say? You don't need a what?
I was like, you don't need a glove to shuck. And then I was like, is that a cocktail sauce or is that blood all over the oysters?
That's like the SNL skit with Dan Aykroyd when he gets the artery.
Right.
You don't need one of them gloves. Hey, let's get Tim in coming. Tim, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, buddy.
Honored to call in. Yeah, so in high school, my dad, I jammed my finger, and my dad kept telling me, oh, it's just jammed. You got to pop it. So every morning before school, he'd pop it. Yeah, he pulled it and popped it. 2 weeks later, I still couldn't straighten it out. Went to the doctor, it had been broken.
Oh.
And I had to have surgery to replace it because it wouldn't. They said, "Yeah, it looks like you broke it multiple times."
Oh, dude. Yeah, every morning, Daddy, Daddy, you sure about that?
Yeah,
that's all you gotta do.
Pop it into place.
Give me that over here. There we go. Hey, Steven, in where are you? Ostell, you're on Sports Radio 92.9. How you doing, Steven?
Hey, pretty good. The year is 2004, and I'm going to my prom. At a raise or prom dinner, raised on the river, my dad says about the steak I'm going to order, if there's any red, it ain't dead. And he wanted me to get it super well done. I'm just like, no. And now as a 38-year-old, I'm at medium rare or so. But, no well done steaks.
And I would agree that's bad culinary advice. However, there are folks that do well done. I don't ask any chef. And they'll just be like, you've basically taken whatever was a great steak, all the flavor out of it, right? So I would agree with you. Your dad was not.
That's funny.
That is not. Daniel in Atlanta, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, pretty good. I got some bad advice, man. I was playing Little League baseball. My dad was a coach. So my dad was like, I was struggling a little bit. So my dad was like, throw sidearm. Threw the ball sidearm, and I got rocked. We got to be like 24-5 after that. It was like the worst game I ever had in my life.
He told you to go all of a sudden, never done it before, go to the sidearm, huh?
Yeah, because I was struggling a little bit. So he's like, let's try to change it up.
Yeah.
Worst advice I ever had.
All
worst
right.
game of
That's
my
so
life.
It's so funny that people remember that. Tommy in Hampton. Hey, Tommy, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What's up, Tommy? Tommy, you there?
He gone.
Yo, he gone.
That's so funny. Let me just pop that finger right back into place.
Now that's what we were looking
that
for.
That sounds like my dad for sure.
Right? Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, put a little, what do you say?
Yeah.
Rub a little.
Rub a little dirt on it.
Dirt on it, right?
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. The whole notion of you don't need any water. Water is for losers, right? Bo Bach used to tell a story at the University of Miami. They'd be practicing in like 100 degrees. And they would have a hose and salt pills, and they wouldn't let you drink any water. Every like 90 minutes, they'd give you the hose. Like, that's how you build toughness. You don't need no water. Right?
Yeah, I feel like a lot of dads fancy themselves as doctors, but really they just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night.
It's so true. Oh, that's funny.
Hey, when we come back, we'll play Buy or Sell. Bobby's here.
Bobby and Steak, Dad's Edition. It's going to be good.
And also get ready for a Braves series. It may or may not have three games against the Rockies. Sports Radio 92.9. /10:25, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, number one sports talk radio station in the Southeast. I will play Buy or Sell with my son, Bobby Shapiro, and we appreciate Sandra working hard on that, and Joe and Bo as well. Wishing all the dads a great Mother's Day weekend. Father's Day weekend. But I don't know what we're thinking about weather-wise, because Atlanta is in it, right? We are in it so far this summer. And it looks like 60-70% chance if you're going to Braves and Rockies. What game times this weekend? Are they take a look at those?
7:15, 4-1.
Okay. So what's the least likely in terms of getting a game in? Maybe the Sunday 1 o'clock game?
Yeah.
70% chance.
Yeah.
67% chance. So that's just the deal. Listen. So
actually, tonight, if it'll move on through, it's 55%. It looks like it's peaking around 2. Tomorrow's 70%, y'all. That's just brutal. And then Sunday's 60%.
Yeah, that's a problem because Colorado doesn't come back through here. Obviously, they're a West Coast team that has their one visit, and it is what it is. Mets come in next week.
Mm-hmm.
Braves try to, take a deep breath. Realize it's been a bad stretch. Finally won a series. Finally won a series
lost
against the
six
Brewers.
Straight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why the Schwellenbach game. I expect Schwellenbach and Chris Sale to be on the All-Star team for the Braves when it's here in Atlanta.
And
Ronald Acuna.
Yeah,
Ronald Acuna's got to be there as well. So that's the best bet. I never talked to you about the Falcons, Kirk Cousins speaking as he was coming off the field, which you had kind of said, I mean, you were probably more right than I was, and said, I don't think they're going to want him to talk. But folks, as he was running off, said, or maybe they made him available.
They cannot have him there without talking, in my opinion. You just can't. And he's as polished as there is. He's not out to get anybody. I feel like he's a class act. I believe everything he said. If he is not traded, he will be in that room and he will be a good sport.
Yeah, I don't have anger really.
I
know
don't
Mike
either.
Bell is calling him a liar and all this. Like, and I like his answer to the question of why did you keep playing? Why'd you put your team in jeopardy? He said, listen, I have played through all kinds of stuff. I always believe there is a way. Now, and back to what Rusty said, the job is of the coaching staff to figure out that he's got nothing. To watch that Charger game you and I were at and said he's got a dead arm and he has zero mobility, which we talked about because he said my ankle was never loose all season. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, like, these are professional athletes. I don't know. I don't like being out. If there was a young broadcaster behind me and I was out for 2 weeks, that would bother me. Like, I don't want to take a chance and the job I do, somebody coming in, even if I'm not making the best decision. Let somebody else decide whether I should be on the air or not on the air. You know, he's basically saying, I have played through things my whole career. I thought I could be have a great chance to win. So somebody else should have come in before.
1,000%. It's not on Kirk Cousins.
Right.
You don't get to determine. And I've never seen an athlete get to determine if they're on the field or not. It's
right.
Just not.
They're
going
to always want to. Why'd you play the
100%.
Last 2 years? I don't know. That's what I love to do. I play football.
That's right.
Why were you on the field with a bad ankle? I figured I could still be the best chance we had. Whatever. So we got the best quarterback room in the NFL, and hopefully Kirk Cousins doesn't play a snap. And or hopefully Kirk Cousins gets us some value coming back.
Kirk Cousins will be gone.
Yeah.
He will be traded. We will get, as every day, I will still stand by this. Every day that goes by, the stock is going up for the Falcons because desperate teams will give up more than they need to. So there's going to be an injury. It's inevitable,
right.
And he will be gone. And I hope I wish him well.
Joe,
in
what
venture.
Do you think the Atlanta – let's just say we're going to go on the presumption – Kirk Cousins is 100% traded based on what we all think, which is somebody is going to end up in a quarterback situation that is desperate. He's a very viable option. What do you think the Atlanta Falcons get for Kirk Cousins if that happens?
I mean, it depends on how much the contract they're going to ultimately take on, but ultimately in the form of a draft pick, I think that they probably would prefer something minimal, like sixth round, something like that.
I'm asking you, what do you think they're going to get? Sixth rounder?
Yeah, that's what I would go with.
Damn. And they're going to trade him? So then the other team's taking some of that number. The money
correct.
Is going to
and
help.
That would be with the team okay. taking on more contract.
Man, yeah. I'll tell you.
And I'm going to say, that don't be surprised if it's a bigger chunk of money and a fourth or a fifth rounder.
Okay.
Because, listen, you're in those big market cities and your quarterback goes down and you don't have a plan. Listen, the Falcons have pulled desperate numbers. They've done desperate things. Judon and third round in this one. I just feel like you can't negotiate in June what you're going to do in August.
Well, I agree with that. And I think sixth and a lot of money was, you know, I'd like to think fourth is where it lands. Probably maybe not realistic. Or whatever. It's not enough, and they want an insurance policy. Listen, there's a city that knows if we don't have a quarterback, we have nothing. And we don't know which city it is yet.
Listen, supply and demand always wins, whether you're buying a house or you need a quarterback. It's
right.
going to be – if there may be several teams, so.
Get right in on that. Put your headphones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Shapiro is in studio. A quick mini interview. Bobby, welcome in. You've been adorable and now taller than I expected. Can you tell everyone your age?
I'm 14.
14. Can you tell everybody your interests? Do you love what sports is your favorite? What music?
I play soccer
uh-huh.
for a club.
Mm-hmm.
I like basketball. I like to watch basketball and football.
Okay.
I listen to Frank Ocean
okay.
and ASAP Rocky. Yeah.
All right. That sounds good. Here we go. You know how this works. It's a buy or sell.
Yeah.
We're going to play with you and your fabulous father, and I'm excited to have you here. Are we all ready? Steak, are you
yeah,
ready?
Ready to go.
All right. Buy or sell? Jason Tatum is better than Giannis. Buy or sell?
Who do you want to start with?
Bobby Shapiro is going to go first.
Dead air's not.
I know, but let him think. We're going to let Bobby's thinking. All right, go ahead.
You want me to start, or you ready to go? All right, go ahead.
I have
buy
to
or
say,
sell.
I
buy
have
or sell.
To say sell.
Sell. You're a big Giannis fan, but no, Jason Tatum. Okay.
What is it? Buy or sell?
Buy or sell. Jason Tatum is better than Giannis.
That's a great question. Yeah, right now, Jason Tatum is a more dominant player. Let's separate the injury. Mm-hmm. I know Giannis is your favorite player, but yeah. You think it's close, right?
Well, yeah, but Giannis gets more rebounds. He's a machine. He's averaging like 33 points in like a playoff series. They lose the series, but he's averaging 30 points.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so don't yell at me. I gotcha.
Please don't
yell at me. Top 5 in an MVP race.
All right. Buy or sell, steak is first. Publix chicken fingers are better than Zaxby's. Buy or sell.
Yeah, I buy that. Publix is the most underrated for everything.
Okay.
Their subs are better than everybody else. Their chicken fingers are better. Their fried chicken is better.
Okay.
Buy. Publix better than
Zaxby's. All right, Bobby Shapiro, Publix chicken fingers are better than Zaxby's.
That is crazy. Sell 100%. That is crazy. Zaxby's whole brand is made around making chicken.
Wow.
That's the one thing they're good at.
Wow.
And fries.
Are you a big sauce guy?
That is crazy.
Zaxby's sauce guy?
Sauce is top 3 sauce all time.
Oh, man.
Also, that is crazy.
All right, we heard you.
That is crazy.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Please don't yell at me.
Travis Scott is a top 3 rapper of all time. Buy or sell, Bobby Shapiro. Travis Scott, top 3 of all time.
In my opinion, I have to say bye.
Okay. Where do you rank him? He's right up there?
Yeah, I'd say 3 or 2.
Okay. All right.
Who's number 1?
I don't have an answer, but he's not number 1.
All right.
He's not number 1. All right. Steak Shapiro.
Based on him and Sophie, I'm going to say bye.
That's a big playlist in your house, Travis Scott.
Yeah.
All right. Gotcha. All right. Buy or sell, spending more than $50 on a bottle of cologne. Buy or sell, spending more than $50 on a bottle of cologne. Bobby.
I have a question. Where are you going to find like a good cologne to buy for less than $50?
So you're saying buy, absolutely.
Yeah,
you would buy
but
that.
Also, you're never going to find like a good like cologne that's like more than like 1.7 like ounces that's over or that's under $50.
So you're going to sell that.
All right.
Buy.
Okay.
No, buy.
You're going to buy. It's got to be over 50.
Yeah, okay. It has to be over 50 because it doesn't exist.
I don't know why his age group cares about cologne so much, but that is a total thing now.
Okay.
How many colognes do you even have, dude? How many do you have?
I have like 4.
Oh, yeah. All right. There we go. I don't. That's like a thing now.
Do you even have how many?
Yeah, I got a great.
Have?
I have one cologne.
He has one. He has one.
He thinks it's. What do you say about
it? He has Dior Sauvage. I said it makes him smell like an NPC because everyone has Dior Sauvage. He doesn't smell different.
What's an NPC?
A non-playable character. It's just like you're just like everyone else,
dude.
You're just like a basic
NPC.
Old person.
An NPC.
It's just like you're just like a John. Like you see a John on the road.
God.
You
just
don't know who it
shamed.
Is. His name is John, or like a Jack. You just see a Jack.
So
he's walking by. You don't. He goes to Shake Shack for lunch.
Non-playable character.
Has some favorite restaurants.
I get it. Non-playable character. NPC.
Say NPC may or may not come up often on this show.
NPC.
Buy or sell. Dad's nicer than mom. Buy or sell. Dads are nicer than moms.
Overall?
Just in general. Dads are nicer than moms. Steak, what do you think?
No, I'm going to sell that. That's not fair to moms.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I would say sell.
Yeah.
I feel like overall moms are nicer. Dads just give more of a like scary vibe.
Fair enough. In your household, who you like, when discipline's coming down, when you're getting in trouble, who's the scarier one?
Go ahead. You can talk.
Scary one would probably be... Probably mom.
Yeah. She's got a little bit of a temper. Yeah. Okay. I like that. Listen, mom, in my household,
it's not the temper. It's the rules, right?
Yeah. Stick by the rules.
Look,
yeah.
Right?
You can get away more with dad.
Yeah, but dad will get more mad at me over like specific things.
Like what?
Like making my bed.
Yeah, that's a fair
like,
one.
Like I like never make my bed.
Yeah.
I do forget often.
Yeah.
All right, we got to keep moving.
Moving on. Sorry. Buy or sell Instagram videos at family dinners. Shooting Instagram dinners at family dinners. Bobby, buy or sell?
Film.
Sell.
Filming.
You're going to film? Oh, bye.
Yeah.
If it's of, like, food. Yeah.
So that's happening a lot at your house, I'm going to guess.
Yeah. Okay. Lunch, dinner, breakfast, everything.
Okay, B.
Stanky,
I buy. That's You're how right. we get paid. That's yeah. how we get paid.
All right, buy or sell. The Braves are going to miss the playoffs this year. Buy or sell, Stank.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go by the data right now and just, you know, it's not one of those years. I buy. They're out of the playoffs.
Buy.
Golfing. Buy or sell, Bobby?
Okay, I would love to learn how to golf, so I'll say buy, except I'm horrible at golfing.
It. Yeah.
I am absolutely awful.
All right, Stanky.
Buy. I should have taken him out way earlier, for sure.
Michael B. Jordan's role in Sinners is better than Creed. Buy or sell? Bobby Shapiro. Michael B. Jordan.
By the way, this is my favorite actor right now, so this is a very okay. hard question. Are we talking about across all three of the Creed movies?
All three of the Creeds and Sinners, which you've seen how many times? Two or three times, right?
Three. I've seen it three times okay. in theaters, all three okay. times. So is the question... What did he like? What can you repeat the question?
Yes. All right, his role yeah. in Sinners is better than his role in Creed. His acting role, buy or sell?
We'll go out with this.
He's thinking.
All right, we have to go to break. Okay. So you got to give us an answer.
I'd say sell.
Okay. So Creed is
we
the winner.
We just watched
there.
All three Creeds yeah. together, me and Bobby, last 4 days.
But I like the Sinners movies. I like Sinners movie better, but.
He's awesome.
He has
in Creed.
Like a huge role in Creed. He's
all
like,
right. Thank you.
You did a great job.
Thank
you did a great job.
We got to move along. Thank you, Sandy. Bobby, great job.
Yeah, good job, y'all. All thank
right.
you.
All right. We'll come back. Play three strikes. Get you ready for the weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man. Hey, we're brought to you by Wise Guys. Pro Wash. I'm Steak and Sandra wrapping up a Father's Day weekend show.
WiseGuysProWash.com is the website. You can go on today, book it for, say, tomorrow or Monday. They can do it while you're gone. It's awesome. Mention Sandra, you'll get $70 off. They're the greatest. John Foy brings us our game of the night. Braves and Rockies. Let's do this. Atlanta 7:15. Bryce Elder and Herman Marquez. Saturday is a 4:10 start with Strider going. And then Sunday, 1:35, Father's Day, Chris Sale.
Is there anything about year two under Raheem Morris, and this, I'm asking Joe, who covers the Falcons, anything tangible different other than the place looks different, right? Because we're trying to fix Flowery Branch last year. But separate of that, I mean, I've been doing so many of these. I've done, you know, 30 training camps and spring trainings and all that over the years. Is there anything really coming out of there that is noteworthy? I know you get... You know, it is frustrating sometimes to have to make stories, although being around NFL players, it's always something to talk about. Mm-hmm. But anything coming out of there this week that jumps out at you?
I think they're just really excited. My focus has kind of been on the defensive side of the football and just the scheme that Jeff Ulbrich is not necessarily bringing with him, but kind of marrying with what Raheem Morris has done. And obviously that's the side of the ball where they drafted all these players that everybody's excited for. And so there seems to be a lot of excitement there. There's also Nate Olley, the new defensive line coach, and Ulbrich are kind of implementing what they're calling this attack style defense, which is they want these defensive linemen to really attack these gaps and penetrate and not try to do the, you know, hold the guy in front of them and read both sides and just go for it. And I think that really suits a lot of these younger players, especially.
Yeah, and I would agree that, you know, Jeff Ulbrich has a great opportunity to really have an impact because everybody knows what the Falcons' struggles have been. I mean, everybody knows that the 7 years out of the playoffs, I mean, certainly offense deserves a ton of heat when you're starting Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota, but that the real brand, the Falcons' brand, is one of the worst pass-rushing teams the NFL has ever seen.
They have been worse than the NFL in pass rush last year, the last 2 years. The last 5 years, they have the fewest sacks. The last 10 years, they have the fewest sacks. The last 20 years... They have the fewest sacks in the NFL. So this is a, you know, just a problem that has been infected in this organization for a long time. And Raheem Morris has said, our defense is going to revolve around getting to the quarterback. That's going to be our priority, and we'll build everything around that, which I think is the right idea.
Yeah. Training camp announced, of course, a bunch of practices open to the public.
11 are open. The first one is July the 24th, and the 12 does include, you guys, two with the Titans. So Cam Ward will be here. And if you've ever been to those are front row seating in terms of they get into it. It's intense. So I think that'll be fun for you. AtlantaFalcons.com has all the dates, but they're 9:30 a.m. in the morning. It's the brand new facility, and the Falcons do an unbelievable job. They've also got it listed on the website. Joe, I don't know if you saw this, but the second one that's open, they're going to have Raheem and Terry like take questions from the crowd. They're going to do like a talk back. So I love everything that they do. They make players available. It's just wonderful.
Yeah, you're totally right, Sandy. And, you know, that's the best time. If you want to see guys competing against each other, you know, not to discourage anybody from going to a preseason game, but those joint practices are really where you see the starters playing competitively.
They are way more intense and better at those practices than you will ever see during a preseason game. I 100% agree. Years ago, Falcons were at the Titans, and Michael Vick got run over by a couple Titans. You guys remember he turned his ankle. We were up there for the whole week. It was good. They always get into scuffles.
Hey, let's tell you about the U.S. Open, and Sandra, if you want to update the leaderboard. But today, just if you're
Victor
wondering.
Victor Hovland is -4.
On the day?
On the day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So 6:30 to 1, it's been on Peacock. They started at 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
Of course, NBC has the rights. They're going to spread it across their networks. NBC is getting it today from 1 to 7 p.m. There's a lot of Atlantans, especially when that rain starts coming down, that will be at sports bars all over town, including where we are going to be tonight.
Yeah.
Dukes and Bell.
The hot dog place. It's so good over in Dunwoody.
Yeah.
Lazy Dog.
Yeah. It's so good.
Yeah, it's a massive, actually, Dunwoody restaurant.
Yeah. Big, great wings. They have a lot of really good food. Y'all are going to have a wonderful night.
But a lot of folks are going to be watching 1 to 7 today on NBC. And then tomorrow, USA Network, 10 to noon.
Okay.
NBC, unlike the Masters, where CBS does not get the broadcast till 3:30. NBC gets the U.S. Open tomorrow starting at noon. It'll go to 8 o'clock. Same deal on Sunday. U.S. Open will be on from noon until it ends. So you do not have to wait around to 3:30 to see essentially the leaders tee off. You can get it all weekend long starting at noon on NBC. And with a lot of rain, I imagine a lot of television watching going on in this town for sure. Let's give you the three strikes question. The movie that makes you think of your dad. The movie that makes you think of your dad. Maybe it was his favorite. Maybe somebody in there reminds you of it. Whatever it is. My favorite assistant. We're talking about coach. My favorite assistant. College or pro. Talking about assistant. I was talking to Joe in the break. We were talking about Arthur Smith with the Steelers. Mention what Arthur said in classic Arthur Smith sarcastic fashion.
Yeah, a reporter asked him, you know, if he's still going to run the ball as much as he traditionally does now that they've added Aaron Rodgers and DK Metcalf. And he said, we didn't spend all this money to bring these guys in just to run the wishbone.
Yeah.
Which is a classic.
Talking about Metcalf and Rodgers. So
I would love to be a fly on the wall with those two in that room with Aaron Rodgers and Arthur Smith.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that, and we know Arthur really well, you know, Arthur Smith has an outstanding reputation as an offensive coordinator. I don't know that. Listen, first half of last year, everybody's like, look what Arthur Smith is doing with this, you know, somewhat janky Steelers offense. Second half, they're like, look how conservative and bad Arthur Smith is. So I think if he has the respect to Aaron Rodgers, they have a shot, right?
Totally. And, you know, I'm reading between the lines and some of the reporting that guys like Albert Breer have done this offseason. It seems to me like Arthur Smith would have maybe preferred to have played with Justin Fields toward the second half of last season, but maybe the organization wanted to go in a different way because obviously they made this decision to bring in Russell Wilson. So not sure that that was a marriage made in heaven between Russell and Arthur Smith, and I think that this one is probably a lot more amenable to what he wants.
Well, for sure, Arthur Smith lost his job here because of quarterbacks. As bad as the defense was, he lost it because of quarterbacks. They're called Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota, and you sold your owner on Desmond Ridder, and that was a bad decision. Last question, what would Dad most like to be picked up for him on Father's Day food-wise? They're picking up food for Dad. He's watching the U.S. Open. Any food you want, what are they picking up for you? 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. The movie that makes you think of your dad. My favorite assistant coach, and what do you want picked up for you food-wise on Father's Day? 404-726-0929. Fill the lines. our Father's Day questions on Three Strikes. If you were getting food for your dad and you guys were watching baseball or the Open together anywhere, Panama City or anything he would want?
He loved Golden Corral. So we would be going. You can't pick it up.
Go to Golden Corral.
Let me tell you, he could do some damage.
What's his favorite? Meatloaf, mac and cheese?
Catfish.
Catfish.
Fried catfish.
I just think catfish when you think Golden Corral, right?
Yeah. And they do a little prime rib and
okay.
shrimp. It was shrimp, and those shrimp had no chance. Nice. So.
All right.
What are you requesting?
I said like Antico pizza or po' boys.
Yeah.
I love
what
the
was that kind of po' boy you mentioned
roast
yesterday?
Beef debris.
Debris.
Which is just phenomenal. Fried oyster po' boy. Very hard to find. They have great gumbo. So I don't mean to be sitting here plugging the po' boy shop, but you're probably going to see somebody from my family will be there.
That's awesome.
On Sunday picking it up for me. I make that drive to Decatur. That ain't a short drive. Hey, Kareem in Atlanta, what's the movie that makes you think of your dad?
Spike, Sandy, how y'all doing?
Good morning.
Hey,
Spike, I'm going to have to go with Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing, brother.
Great film.
That's how my dad raised me.
Great film. Hey, my favorite assistant coach, who was it?
Big shout out to my man Leo Mazzoni.
Good one.
Good one.
What would Dad want? What do you want picked up for you on Father's Day? Any food?
Man, some good oysters Rockefeller.
Oysters Rockefeller. All right. Go to the Atlanta Fish Market. Marcus in College Park. Hey, Marcus, give me the movie that makes you think of your dad.
National Lampoon Christmas Vacation.
That's a rusty special. My favorite assistant coach.
Alvin Gentry. That's my dad's homeboy from Shelby, North Carolina.
Nice.
And give me what you'd like picked up for you food-wise on Father's Day.
Some good fried fish, man. My dad loves some fried fish.
There you go, a little catfish in the mix.
Yummy.
Marcus in College Park, the movie that makes you think of your dad. Marcus, you there? Let's go to Kwame.
Hello.
Oh, all right, Marcus, the movie that makes you think of your dad.
This is Kwame.
All right, Kwame, what do you got?
Yeah, man, favorite movie was that reminds me of my dad is The Outsiders.
The Outsiders.
The Outsiders, nice.
Your favorite assistant coach.
Well, back then, my dad's favorite team was Cleveland, and it's Bill Belichick then.
And what would you want picked up for you on Father's Day?
A good old porterhouse.
Hey, Dwayne. The movie that makes you think of your dad.
Well, I lost my dad back in March, and I always think of the movie Pale Rider. He was a huge Clint Eastwood fan.
Yeah, my favorite assistant coach.
I don't know if I have a favorite assistant coach. I missed that part when I heard you on the radio.
What do you want picked up for you on Father's Day?
A nice, big, juicy ribeye.
There you go.
So
pretty consistent.
I'm not plugging them, but that's where I'm leaving. I'm going to Buckhead Butcher right now to pick up stuff
for real?
Later.
They're going to be busy.
Nice. Yeah.
Bobby,
yeah.
You got a movie that makes you think of your dad? Anything jump out of you? And we, if you don't, then we got to rock and roll here, brother.
So. Yeah, I don't think I have one.
All right.
Bobby, you did a great job. Thank you for coming in.
Thank
and Steak,
you.
I want you to have the best Father's Day.
Thank
you're a
you.
Wonderful father.
Thank
and
that's very sweet of you. I'm glad you know all the
You're
kiddos.
A little bit of an NPC, but you're still a great dad. So
what is it again? What am I, a non...
playable character.
Playable character. Bobby, am I really an NPC?
Oh, you got to change your cologne, man. You got to
change your cologne. Hey, thank you, Bo. Thank you, Smoking Joe. Have a great weekend as well. Thanks for making the Steakhouse part of your day.